How would you like to get paid for eating healthy? Or paid for your gym membership? Or paid for running? When you get life insurance through Health IQ, it's like getting paid for living a healthy lifestyle. Because Health IQ is the only life insurance company that can save you up to 41% for the healthy activities you already do. That means you could get $1 million in coverage for as little as $36 a month. That's huge savings. Have a gym membership? You could qualify. Jog a few times a week? You could qualify. It really is that simple. Just go to healthiq.com/radio. Only Health IQ rewards your healthy lifestyle choices with special savings, up to 41%. It's why Health IQ was awarded the Better Business Bureau's highest rating. To shop the top 30 life insurance carriers, plus apply for Health IQ's exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, go to healthiq.com/radio. To get these amazing savings, go to healthiq.com/radio now. That's healthiq.com/radio.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ABC Tonight has 1,000,001 reasons to celebrate.
Ta-da!
First, the Modern Family series finale event.
Why do we have to end?
Oh, jeez.
With a behind-the-scenes look at the groundbreaking comedy, followed by the final episode.
I am gonna miss this.
Me too.
Then, it's the celebrity-filled premiere of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel, with Modern Family's Eric Stone Street.
You're the smartest host on this show.
That's me.
Starts tonight, 8, 7 Central, on ABC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Hey, Chicago, Bill Wennington here. If you haven't noticed, we're not playing basketball, and neither should you. I know you want to see the Bulls play as much as I want to be broadcasting the games for you. Help us get back to the United Center, but in order to do that, we're going to need your help. Do your part to slow the spread of COVID-19. Follow local health advisories and stay home to help save lives. Be well.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Yeah, the weather has turned, David. It's been, yesterday was a significantly nicer day, although, my God, the hailstorm.
well, that was last night. While you slept,
that's when I went jogging. No.
Yeah. Oh, really? That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Like, wow, what are those baseballs falling from the sky? Ouch. No, yesterday, Mully, was July and April. It felt very warm. It approached 80 degrees almost, mid-70s. And you went out outdoor activities are, supposed to be part of this. And you want the exercise. I think you need to exercise, but you got to be really careful doing it because there's so many people out when the weather's as warm as it was yesterday. So the warnings, we get, and the public service announcements from guys like Bill Wennington and Patrick Kane, and the athletes are out in full force. Heed those words, and they're not saying them because, if you don't, you might incur the wrath of Lori Lightfoot, and you don't want to do that.
You are not kidding, my friend. Look, it's again, you heard what Bill
Wennington
said.
Wondering if Brian Pace is awake up there.
Yes, well, that's a totally separate issue. But I do think that it's important for everyone to remember, just because the weather, there's been a lot of misinformation or a lot of bad information spread about this, and one of the things is that somehow that, this virus doesn't like the hot weather. We need more information on that. We need that. I don't think you can go ahead and make that assumption and feel like you're safe because it got warm. So, kind of follow, the whole guidelines that are in place. There's nothing wrong with going out and getting some fresh air. But again, you got to be careful about keeping your distance and keeping this bar flattened and flattening. And it's scary times. You look at what's happening in New York, and you worry about everywhere.
It's a scary time in New York, in Illinois, in Chicago, all over the country. 97% of America is sheltered in place. And Mully, there's a difference between walking your dog or going for a solitary jog and then going to a barbecue or playing soccer at the local park. I mean, there's just there's degrees of, you know, activity and that some cross the barrier into, you know, you're not keeping the social distance necessary to be safe and to keep others safe. And that's what it's all about. It's just not about what you want or what is good for you. You've got to keep other people in mind when you're making these kind of decisions. And I think that's what everybody who, you know, are reaching out to try to connect with people through these public service announcements, that's the message they're trying to deliver time and time again, because you can't hear it often enough.
You know, it's fascinating to me when we talk about baseball coming back, even the uncertainty of this plan. They are indeed looking at different plans. You know, if this plan doesn't happen, if there isn't this biosphere baseball, do you feel personally like the 2020 season could be in jeopardy? Do you think that it's going to be a start like this or no baseball?
Well, Mully, I mean, you know me. You asked me directly my own opinion, and I don't like to look at things that way. You know, I think, you know, some people are, and everybody is entitled to view this through whatever prism they choose. And I just don't think we're there yet. And I just don't think we're to the point where, okay, if this baseball biosphere plan isn't something that makes sense to you in its current form, then, oh, you know what, then we're going to rip the calendar off and let's go to spring training 2021. And that's the next time we're going to see pitchers and catchers, you know, throwing the ball to each other. Everybody's wired differently. I just think if this isn't a good solution, then you try to talk about another one that makes sense responsibly. Nobody's talking about wanting to get back to sports at any cost, at all costs. Nobody's putting sports ahead of the welfare or health of everybody else in society. Athletes aren't that entitled or that different. They shouldn't get to the front of the line. But if we're safe and there's testing and there's treatment and medical science makes the rapid gains in the next, you know, 6 to 8 weeks that we have seen in the past 6 to 8 days, frankly, you wonder where we will be. And then at that point, if we still don't have a solution, then it's a different conversation. But I think these are ongoing conversations that I'm not ready to just say this is either or. You know, that seems too extreme to me. And I think that both extremes are avoidable, best avoided. And in the middle ground is typically, you know, there's a lot more room. So find a spot there and settle.
Yeah, I am, as you know, always optimistic, but I don't want to be positive. I'm trying very hard not to be. That's just me. That's how I'm looking at it.
Oh, I'm laughing with you, Mully. You know I'm laughing with you.
That was awful. Yeah. I apologize. Yeah. I love this idea, though, and I got to tell you, to me, the most absurd hurdle is this idea that, well, you know, you got to worry about some of the players not wanting to do it. I mean, it's all kind of pie in the sky. It's all just this hope. We got to start with testing. We got to start with, we've got a long way to go to get to the point where if someone doesn't want to do it, how do you feel about them? If someone doesn't want to do it, don't do it. I have no problem with someone deciding, you know what, this is just not a game I want to play in this particular way. Hey, I got issues with my family. I've got concerns with my health. Then don't do it. I don't think we should be feeling like people are, you know, I know Dustin kind of goes crazy with his kind of tough guy sports outlook. Who cares if someone doesn't feel like doing it? It should be an option to anybody who would be expected to play. It is not a mandatory participation.
Well, Mully, this isn't a contract holdout. This wouldn't be something like that. And I think that's why you do have to apply a different, you know, maybe standard to this. If we come back in baseball, let's play this out in this according to this plan. You know, Major League Baseball players will gather in Arizona at the middle of May for, you know, looking at a Memorial Day weekend, possibly beginning to the season. They're looking at 4.5 months away from their family. If some people aren't ready to do that, I won't be as quick to criticize that as I was maybe under different circumstances and in a different world, in the world that we used to live in, because things are different now and everybody is going to look at it and have their own values and have, you know, if Chris Bryant wants to stay home with his newborn child, how do you criticize that if it's going to be, because I don't know if it will be 4.5 months.
Right. And, you know, again, I think Ron Blum said it best that, you know, the idea would be to start at that point. The idea wouldn't be to finish in Arizona. But we have no idea. We don't know what the starting point is or the ending point. And as you say, you know, trying to get, you know, players gathering in the middle of May, late May. I mean, it's the average temperature in Phoenix is 104 degrees in June to 106 in July. I'm talking about every day. I've been to Phoenix when it's been just steaming, and people say, well, it's dry heat. You know, so is an oven. It is.
I know.
I mean, they.
Molly,
I mean,
it's terrible. It's terrible. Remember when the Bears played out there a couple Augusts ago for a preseason game, and we went out there. And I thought, okay, you know, a big tough guy jogger here. I want to see how hot it really is. What does 118 degrees really feel like? It's dry heat. So I foolishly went on my 3-mile jog at the same pace that I went out and went in here. It killed me. It was, I mean, it's different. It's not a dry heat. It's a scorching, debilitating heat. It is different.
I remember visiting you at the hospital, David, as you were doing that.
Yeah,
it wasn't that bad.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah,
it was
close. It's not good. And you know, Chase Field has a roof, and that's great. And you could play outside in some of the spring training places, but none of those stadiums have a roof. None of them are indoors. So, it is something to consider, the heat. But, I mean, this is so early days when you start talking about this sort of thing. There are a lot of different things to work out. I kind of like the idea of the automated strike zone being used. I just think it's almost like another kind of cool experiment to have if indeed you got to the point where this experiment took place. But, boy, we're so far away from figuring that out.
Electronic strike zone. What if you're arguing a call? Alexa, where was that pitch? Alexa, you're full of it. I mean, you wouldn't have any arguments about framing. Yeah. Alexa, throw me out of the game.
It'd be nice if Alexa would just kind of jump in and throw me out of the house at some point, because I think everyone would enjoy that. You're pushing jokes too far. Get out. Yeah, that would be fair. There's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, there's the music.
Oh, there we go. All right, listen, we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Yeah, it sure means a lot to us. And there's you know, hopefully some good news ahead. We don't know that, but we know that our crew is good news. And want to thank our guy, Dustin Rhodes, our executive producer.
Is he eating cheese? What is he eating?
He eats a lot of cheese. And of course, Kevbo lives for the stuff.
Along with the Z-Pack, which is azithromycin.
And Ray. God bless you, Ray. You're a great man.
I don't know him at all. Don't know what he's about. Don't know where he comes from. Know nothing about him. I don't know him.
I want to thank everyone again. David, have a great day. God bless you.
You too, Mully. Stay safe.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
That's all I got.
How would you like to get paid for eating healthy? Or paid for your gym membership? Or paid for running? When you get life insurance through Health IQ, It's like getting paid for living a healthy lifestyle, because Health IQ is the only life insurance company that can save you up to 41% for the healthy activities you already do. That means you could get $1 million in coverage for as little as $36 a month. That's huge savings. Have a gym membership? You could qualify. Jog a few times a week? You could qualify. It really is that simple. Just go to healthiq.com/radio. Only Health IQ rewards your healthy lifestyle choices with special savings, up to 41%. It's why Health IQ was awarded the Better Business Bureau's highest rating. To shop the top 30 life insurance carriers, plus apply for Health IQ's exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, go to healthiq.com/radio. To get these amazing savings, go to healthiq.com/radio now. That's healthiq.com/radio.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities, because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for, and choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in-store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Shop at Sprint.com for our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $15 per month after 14.17 monthly credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
My name is Noah Feldman. I'm the host of a new podcast called Deep Background. I'm a Harvard Law professor and a Bloomberg columnist. I testified at the House impeachment hearings. So I both study the news and have, on occasion, even contributed to making it. In each episode of Deep Background, I interview an expert or a policymaker to explore the historical, scientific, legal, or cultural context behind the headlines. You can find Deep Background on radio.com or wherever you like to listen.
How would you like to get paid for eating healthy? Or paid for your gym membership? Or paid for running? When you get life insurance through Health IQ, It's like getting paid for living a healthy lifestyle, because Health IQ is the only life insurance company that can save you up to 41% for the healthy activities you already do. That means you could get $1 million in coverage for as little as $36 a month. That's huge savings. Have a gym membership? You could qualify. Jog a few times a week? You could qualify. It really is that simple. Just go to healthiq.com/radio. Only Health IQ rewards your healthy lifestyle choices with special savings, up to 41%. It's why Health IQ was awarded the Better Business Bureau's highest rating. To shop the top 30 life insurance carriers, plus apply for Health IQ's exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, go to healthiq.com/radio. To get these amazing savings, go to healthiq.com/radio now. That's healthiq.com/radio.
Chicagoans, Americans, people on all seven continents are facing the biggest challenge of our lives. So now, more than ever, WBBM News Radio is here to help. You can